From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
From Port of Spain to Scotland Yard, what can be done to improve Trinidad and Tobago's police force?
In order to revamp the police service, one has to look at what's ruling the police service.
And we take a look at President Aristide's increasing isolation in Washington. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
Not all police officers in the Trinidad and Tobago Police Service are corrupt, but there is no doubt that there are a few whose actions, unless curtailed, will tarnish the many who are desirous of seeing the credibility of the service restored.
Trinidad and Tobago's National Security Minister Russell Huggins, speaking in Parliament a year ago, following Scotland Yard investigations into the possible existence of a drug cartel within the country's police force. Yesterday, Trinidad and Tobago's Chamber of Industry and Commerce called for Scotland Yard detectives to return to further investigate alleged corruption within the country's force. The Scotland Yard detectives had returned home last October after submitting their report. So Carol Orr went to Scotland Yard to find out what went wrong last time and what could be done if the Yard are invited back.